You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. I'm Mike Maino, and welcome to Conducting Conversations on what's going to be a very interesting show this evening. We have representatives from Civic Chorale and Orchestra. We have the executive director, Mr. Stephen Miller, is here, and the famous one, the main man, the head honcho, I guess you could say, Steve,
you
right?
You could definitely say that, yes.
Mr. Edward Marquard, director. Welcome, Ed.
Nice Thank to you. See I'm you. Leaving right now. Thank you very much.
The studio audience normally would be cheering at this point, but they're off tonight. But welcome to you, Steve. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we are going to find out some things about the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, a lot of things that I personally didn't know. If you didn't know, Ed, I've lived in Rhode Island my whole life, so I know. I feel like I know you, because most Rhode Islanders probably do feel that way. You've been around a while, even though you're only probably about 40, 45 years old.
This guy is a treasure. We got to keep him.
How long have you been with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale?
I've been with the Civic Chorale for 22 years, and I've been in the state at Rhode Island College for 36.
36
So I
years.
Started when I was four.
You started when you were four, right. And that's a child prodigy, starting at Rhode Island College. Teaching at Rhode Island College, I presume?
Yes. I have the orchestra there. I teach conducting, and I'm co-director of the opera workshop.
All right. And before that 36 years, before that, when you were three or so, where did you come from?
I came here directly from the University of Michigan, where I received my doctorate. And before that, I was teaching at a college in Iowa, my home state. I was born in Dubuque, Iowa.
Iowa, great spot, and a lot of nice people out in that area. I've been out there several times myself. And Steve, a little bit about you, the executive director. Are you a long time with the Chorale?
This is my third season I've been with the Chorale.
Third season. And yep. Before that?
Before that, I lived in Manhattan.
Because so. You're, what, probably 75, 80 years old?
And, at least that, yeah. Yes.
See, that's only to make Ed feel better. That differences. But from Manhattan, did you grow up in Manhattan?
No, actually, I've got Midwestern roots as well. I grew up in town Fairmont, Minnesota, which is very close to Dubuque, about 4 or 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And went to Wisconsin, studied music and also history, then moved from there to Boston in the mid-90s, lived there for a few years, and then with a job, I was transferred to Manhattan. So I worked for a British company, and then I worked for Gartner. And moving back to Rhode Island, actually, I was able to develop my passion for music again, and I joined the Chorale, and then I helped raise a lot of money for this event, and the president wanted me to be the executive director, and the rest is history.
Well, that's great. It's great that it came from within, as they say.
Yeah.
And, okay, let's get a little bit more specific about the Civic Chorale. Around for how long, Ed?
This is our 52nd year.
Wow.
Not mine.
But the Chorale.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah.
It was begun by Dr. Louis Picchieri, who at the time was the head of public school music in Providence and taught at Classical High School. And it's always been an adult avocation for those who are interested in singing. We number anywhere between 70 and 90 singers, depending on the year and the time of year, actually. And we do 3 concerts a year. And we hire a professional orchestra, many of whom are members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic. We import a few from Boston. And so we do concerts with orchestra, the major repertoire, and the orchestral choral repertoire.
And that's something that people can audition for if they're interested in, and that happens once a year? Or
The main audition is in September or before the season actually begins, somewhere around the Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I do hear some people who have expressed interest, either by hearing us or word of mouth, again in January before we start rehearsing for the second half of the season.
Great. And would you say that most people of the, you said about 80 or so singers?
Yes.
Most have been around for a while. What's the turnover ratio like?
I suppose we get between 15% and 20% new singers each year.
So there is an opportunity, right?
Yes.
Like you got to wait in line for 10 years for someone to die to get in.
No. It's not like Celtics tickets at all.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. We're going to hear a lot more about the chorale and the orchestra and the events coming up. But both Ed and Steve have brought some music with them this evening, and. Why don't you tell us about the first piece that we're going to be listening to, and let's listen to that now and come back and talk some more.
The first work we're going to listen to, the whole program that we are doing on May 30th, is works of Mozart. There are two, the Symphony No. 41 in C major, the Jupiter, and the Great C Mass, Mass in C minor, also known as the Great Mass by Mozart. Mm-hmm. Mozart is, to me, along with Bach, probably... They are probably the two real geniuses in that things came rather facilely to them. Mozart wrote most of his music in a short period of time. These two pieces are late in Mozart's life, if you can consider a man who died when he was 35 to have a late life. Uh-huh. But they both show evidence of his fascination with and study of the music of Johann Sebastian Bach and Handel, and that they're highly contrapuntal and in some ways a throwback to the Baroque era.
All right, we'll listen to that. It's just a rather short piece. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You mentioned May 30th, a special performance, and where is that going to be?
We will be at the Cathedrals of Saints Peter and Paul in downtown Providence. It's at 8 o'clock, and we open the program with the first, with the movement you just heard part of, which is the first movement of the Symphony No. 41. And that performance will feature the following soloists, in the Mass, which we're going to hear a little bit of later, Julia Turner Cook from Baltimore is our soprano. Jane Shivick, wonderful soprano from this area, who's from Worcester. Frederick Sheff, who is a colleague of mine at Rhode Island College and has sung with Providence, or what is it now? Opera Upper Providence, I think, is the latest incarnation.
Correct.
And then Rene De La Garza, who teaches down the road at URI.
Right down the road, soloist. Who's been a guest on this show in the past.
Good for him.
And Steve, if they're interested in getting tickets, how do they go about that?
Very easily. You can go to ArtTicksRI.com, and all the arts organizations in the state are able to get tickets off of their site. So that's a really easy way to purchase online. It's ArtTixRI.com, or you can just call our office at 401-521-5670. That's 521-5670.
Great. We'll review that again at the end of the show so that if you missed it, you'll have an opportunity to get a pencil and be ready the next time. And let's go to a piece of music number two.
This is the so-called slow movement from the same symphony from 41. And this is most beautiful, so we're going to play a little bit longer cut of this particular movement. It's the Andante movement. I should add here, I think, before this beautiful second movement, that Woody Allen, that great authority, and as we all know, wonderful clarinetist, once said that Symphony No. 41 by Mozart proves the existence of God.
Well, then we definitely need to listen to this.
Thank you.
why don't you continue and tell us about some more of the music they're
going
to hear.
Well, we're going to hear this fourth movement, which is Molto Allegro, which is, I think, one of the miracles in Western music. He wrote this symphony, Mozart, in 1788, which is the same year in which he wrote the three last symphonies, 39, 40, and this one. 2 years before, he wrote all three of the Da Ponte Libretti operas, Don Giovanni, Marriage of Figaro, and Così fan tutte. So he worked rather quickly. As a matter of fact, Richard Strauss's father said it would take the best copyist of the day, 8 hours a day, every day of Mozart's life, just to copy it down, not to invent it and then copy it down, just to copy it down. So it's quite a miracle, and this movement, I think, particularly well displays his affinity with Bach, and there are great fugal entrances and all kinds of counterpoint that is reminiscent of Bach. And I think it's one of the most exciting movements in the repertoire, not just Mozart's, but anybody's.
All right. We'll listen to this, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're having a great evening listening to some beautiful music and talking with Edward Marquard, musical director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, and Stephen Miller, who is the executive director. And Steve, I have to ask you, this event's going to be on May 30th.
Is correct.
That kind
yes.
of the end of the season, if you will?
Yeah, that will be the end of our 2008-2009 season.
And then when do you start up again?
We start up again, we'll start rehearsals again in September, mm-hmm. and then we'll be preparing for our first concert, which will be Thanksgiving weekend.
So it basically runs almost like the school year?
Pretty much.
Pretty much like that. And in September, what's happening then?
We'll have rehearsals. Our first concert's not until Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving, okay.
Yes. And that's Bach, actually. It's going to be a wonderful...
I heard off air that that's your favorite.
It is my favorite, okay. Yeah. I worked with Dr. Fountain in University of Wisconsin, and he was a big lover of Bach. So we're doing actually Suite Number 3, the Magnificat, and also Cantata 191. So it'll be an excellent holiday concert.
Okay, so that's going to be over the Thanksgiving holidays.
Yes.
And obviously more information is online.
Online, and you can go to our website as well, which is ricco.org.
ricco.org. Great. And we have more wonderful music to listen to tonight.
Now, this is an interesting thing. It's Mozart's Mass in C minor, and it's only a torso. We don't know what happened to the whole thing. It's about two-thirds complete. Oh. And Mozart wrote it as a wedding present for his wife, Constanza. He began working on it in July in the summer of 1782, and they were wedded on August 4th. So again, Mozart's fast writing prevails. We get a glimpse of that. We don't know if he used pieces from other works that he had written, previously composed, or if indeed the parts of the Mass that he wrote for that occasion have been lost. But there is no record, either written in a letter or the music, the manuscript itself. So It's come to be performed the way it is now, and it's called a torso, and that's what we are doing. And the first cut we are going to hear is the opening of the Gloria portion of the Mass, which incidentally is complete. So,
all right. Well, we'll listen to a couple minutes of that and then be back with some more.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Now, I know that singing with large ensembles usually takes a lot of work, and I'm sure more work than what the two of you are capable of doing. It's kind of a team effort. Tell us about some of the other people that might be involved.
For this particular, well, let me first of all say that Michael Kregler is our accompanist and assistant conductor, and he's absolutely magnificent. As a matter of fact, a couple of nights ago, Michael is also a composer, and I had the opportunity to hear a couple of his pieces on a program at the college. This particular concert, we are combining forces with the Community College of Rhode Island Chorus and the West Bay Chorale, and both are conducted by Dr. Joseph Amante y Zapata, who is really become a really good friend. And I must say that a few of their members have been with us the last several weeks, and they're all coming in next week, so we're looking forward to seeing them all at that time.
That'd be great.
The Civic Chorale, every season we try to reach out to another chorus to combine with. It's part of our outreach program. West Bay has sung with me before. We have had Rhode Island College Chorus. Uh-huh. Next season we'll have the North Smithfield High School Chamber Choir with us. We've had Pontagansett Choir, Barrington High School Chorus. So we try to do this outreach program as frequently as we possibly can.
Right. I'm sure that's a great experience for those, particularly for the high school students, to be involved with something at this level.
Well, for most of those that we do the outreach for, it's a chance to sing with an orchestra that they normally don't have.
Right, right. All right, let's get to another piece of music, and what do you have for us next?
We're going to do the Credo. This is sort of, I mentioned earlier Bach's affinity, or Mozart's affinity for Bach, and the counterpoint that Bach was writing, the highly fugal kinds of things. This is not so much. This almost sounds militarily so, as the fiddles and the oboes and bassoon sound almost like a military band in a way, and the choir utters its credo, I believe, over that.
All right. We'll give that a listen, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more.
Credo.
Credo, credo.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, talking with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra's Musical Director, Edward Marquard, and Executive Director, Steve Miller. And both of them have been kind enough to come to our studios and give us some of their wonderful music for our people to listen to. And right now, we're going to talk about other things coming up in the future. We talked about the Thanksgiving performance, Ed. What's beyond that?
We're very excited about next March. We have commissioned a composer, a local composer by the name of Michael De Quattro, to write a piece for us. And it's a bit unique in that he's not only writing it for the Civic Chorale Chorus and Orchestra, but also for the Roger Williams Dance Company. And so we will be collaborating on that concert toward the end of March. And then the final concert, as I mentioned earlier, the North Smithfield High School Chamber Singers will be joining us, and that's an all Haydn program, Haydn Symphony No. 92, and the great Lord Nelson Mass.
Now, concerts are going to be at various venues?
Yes, they are, and we're not, I don't think we can say what they are now, other than the March concert of necessity because of the size of space, will again be at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul.
Okay. But we're not sure about that middle one, so we'll find out about that. Maybe we'll have you back and do another show at that point in time.
That would be
and,
great.
And get the information out for them. All right, we'll find out more about what's happening for next season. In the meantime, we have more music from this upcoming performance that you want to talk about.
This is the Sanctus movement from the Mass in C minor. Unique to this particular work of Mozart is a rather Handelian use of a double chorus, and this movement and the Osana that follows it are both for double chorus.
All right, listen to that now.
Thank you.
Steve, we only have a few minutes left to talk here, but I want to make sure that our audience that is listening to this, and if you're listening on the radio live on Sunday evening, then that's one thing, but people also have the opportunity to listen worldwide and listen on the World Wide Web at classical959.com. And I know we have listeners in England because we've received emails, and China, and Australia, New Zealand, and recently got one from Ireland. So there are people all over. Even Russia we have had an email from. So people are hearing you all around the globe right now. Does that make any difference in how
you're completely nervous.
Completely nervous now, now that we're almost through this thing. But, you know, it's interesting when we have all the arts organizations that have been able to come on Conducting Conversations, almost all of them have one thing in common, and that's it's tough in a struggling economy to be in the arts, right?
Yeah, in Rhode Island especially, there's so many valuable and excellent arts organizations, and everyone has that is down in donors as well as subscriptions, and I think we've been hit as hard with that. So those of you out there that would not only want to hear our concert, which again is on Saturday, May 30th, at the Cathedral downtown, it's at 30 Fenner Street. You can go to our website at www.ricco.org. We are also having a wonderful reception on Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. at my home in Edgewood. It's on 302 Norwood Avenue. But we're going to be having this reception. It'll be wonderful to meet some of the artists, to meet the chorale members. We're also having entertainment, but the purpose is to raise money. And we'll be having a silent auction. There's some really great items to be auctioned off. So if people are interested, they can get tickets and they can call our office. Again, that number is 401-521-5670. 521-5670.
And Edward, will you be there that day?
I certainly will, as will a member of my family.
Yes,
his lovely my daughter is part of the entertainment. Yes.
Your daughter is part of the entertainment. You have an interesting family.
I do. My wife is the only international singer right now who's sung in Dubai.
Dubai.
She's an opera singer.
Yeah. There you go.
Diana McVeigh is her name.
Oh, she's going to be doing a concert with the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra.
She certainly is.
See how I keep up on these
things.
That's
great. She'll be happy to know that.
That's right.
And maybe you could manage her.
I would love to. And actually, I was also referring to another interesting sidebar having nothing to do with music, but you mentioned about your daughter that lives in California, right? Daughter-in-law.
Yes, my daughter-in-law. She's vice president and assistant general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So that must bring a whole nother world of interest to you.
And it does. It gets me free tickets to Dodgers games. The airfare, unfortunately, is another problem. And my son is an assistant editor right now on a TV show called In Plain Sight.
Wow, all right. Well, there you go. So that's a lot of talented people, obviously.
Very good genes in the Mark Ward.
Good genes. So get to that reception, and you'll get to meet a Rhode Island legend. I know he doesn't want to hear that, but I know a lot of people consider Ed Mark Ward a Rhode Island legend, and it'll be a great opportunity to meet him and say hi to Steve too at the same time.
And eat Steve's food.
All right. So I think we've covered the date of the event, May 30th, Saints Peter and Paul Cathedral. We've covered how to get tickets and so forth, and the reception, and some of the great things are going to be happening next year. I want to thank you both for coming in this evening and bringing your music to our audience, and hopefully both of those things will be a sellout, and that'll be a great finish to this season and a good kickoff to next.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Our pleasure to do our little part at WCRI to keep the arts alive. And we have one piece of music left. And Ed, we're going to ask you to tell us about it.
This is the Benedictus and revisitation of the Osana, with which Mozart ended this mass. And it features, to begin with, the quartet of soloists, Julia Turner Cook, is ours, and Jane Shivick, Frederick Scheff, and Rene De La Garza will be the ones at our performance.
Great. And thank you again for both coming down. And everyone out there listening, see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.